somebody at MoDOT about the Tiger Grant got some pointers, and they were Great Red Rover's going to meet with Rick Zig and Foos.
That's where your East West Portal is. That's I've been keeping a little bit in the paper.
You guys are on, by the way.
Okay. Call our meeting to order. You trying to pray?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get the message. He'll be here.
Harvard over there is telling me about it. Ran on Bob Stewart. He asked how things were going on the building deal. I came back and said something to one of the girls about having a meeting. Well, the old y'all just called me right before that.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a good time.
You want to start with that,
yeah,
Al?
Yeah, I don't think we can.
Right.
Tell us what we need to know. Or need
well,
to
we
do,
left
or
it last time. We was going to each come up with a list. You know, you guys had kind of thought about trading some roads for
right.
the building, and
mm-hmm.
you were going to come up with a list, and we were going to then kind of see how they matched up, and,
right.
and I think we kind of got an idea. It's hard to evaluate or put a value on a road. Connie's been scratching her head, so it's hard to,
yeah.
we can put a value on the property pretty close, but the roads, you know,
right.
people don't buy and sell roads very often,
yeah.
so it's kind of hard to... Hard to come up with, so I guess as a starting point.
Okay. How do you, the way that I thought that you might come up, the way that we would come up with it would be the total cost of maintenance
yeah.
per year
right.
for that particular road, and that would cause you to come up with a dollar figure of not the value of the road particularly,
what
but
it
what
costs,
it's going to cost
yeah.
you in the next 10 years to maintain
right.
that particular section of road. And what we would take in, what it would cost us to maintain roads like your outer roads that we discussed,
mm-hmm.
BB was discussed,
mm-hmm.
Other roads. But the main thing that we have to look at is a road that has no surface on it, such as some of the outer roads out there on 65 where the four lane is put in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We would have to extend on those if we, you've got an outer road, but when you leave your outer road surface on the state, we'd have to go ahead and take on in particular parts of that road to satisfy the citizen.
Right, right.
But did you have BB and or price or any idea on what it might?
And BB, you know, we're overlaying next year, so it'll have a new surface on it.
Good.
Oh, I like that. You got any more roads like that?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of roads we like.
Yeah, it was on our schedule to put a contract overlay on it. So that's a...
What we did was take a look at the roads that met up with other county roads or something that uh-huh. where it made a, you know, and we ran some figures on the maintenance costs, and we're doing it just exactly like what you're talking about. We're looking out in the future and stuff. So
right.
what
right.
we've come up with was some roads, it's around 35 miles of roads, I think, that we would be willing to exchange. You know, if you would take them, we would give you the Hollister shop then. Of course, we still want to keep an area for salt or something, right?
Right.
Well,
yeah, those contracts
yeah.
separate and have had for years, I guess, for an agreement with the state. I think we got one, had one to Bradleyville Barn, which is, I think it... I think it's up next year or something. We renew those yearly or every 3 years or something.
Something like that.
But do you, what did you have on BB? You got 35.
Let me look here. What I highlighted was the roads we were looking at that made the most sense to us. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we were going to see what, you know, you guys
right.
will.
And those roads are probably the ones that Hollister, you know, took care of most, other than 76, because,
right.
you know, that makes, because they're the farthest away from our new maintenance facility.
As you come from a cul-de-sac, and the reason that we emphasized BB was, we'll have to take probably on our portion of BB to get to JJ, after you leave BB, it turns into Gobbler's Knob. Is that what we call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to improve somewhat our portion of the road to make it look like you're just not running in from a good section of county road to something that's not as, you know, look like you got down to one end of it and run out of money or something.
Right, yeah.
So.
Is that right there at the corner? Is it
yeah,
sharp corner?
Right there. There? You yeah, got, you've actually got a cul-de-sac there.
Oh, okay. Is that what? Okay. And then we've kind of even mentioned, I don't know, this is another different subject, you know, where City Hollister's city limits goes out.
Right.
It might be, make sense if they would take it out to there, I don't know. But that's just here and there, really.
Well, now, on a road such as that, and you're thinking about, but you have through roads through Hollister, I mean, 60, old 65.
Yeah.
So, if we're going to be traveling,
and over it, yeah, that's it,
we might
right.
as well take
yeah,
that
okay.
part of that road
yeah.
in mm-hmm. also, mm-hmm. other than having the city responsible mm-hmm. and then coming back to us for, we have a, not a maintenance, but a provisional to where there's $50,000 rent. It has been in the past anyway, so I wouldn't think that we'd want to split. Once
okay.
we took BP
okay.
over, we'd want to take it right straight on out through
all
the way
business.
To JJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Even.
Frank, did you come up with a road list, or do you... I mean, you
not quite as big as that one, but...
How many miles do we have? Like two?
I was looking at JJ and BB.
Okay.
Did you ever come up with a cost per mile maintenance, annual maintenance?
We have one statewide. For our district, it was $42.17 cost per mile.
$4,217 uh-huh. on an annual basis.
Could you give us kind of a list of your, well, we talked about BB and he said JJ. I would be more interested in knowing where you had roads that were connected, because we did have the outer roads that would have been talked about for some mm-hmm. time. I think it would be in probably our best interest, if any of those that are county, for us to go ahead and hook onto those.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any other main double... or as double lettered roads, I guess, is what we're talking about. That you would be interested in or have proposed on there.
So you were prepared for JJ
mm-hmm.
and BB.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because we go to Pine Top?
Yes. Yes.
That's the only reason I could think that you would take JJ, is because we go to Pine Top, which connects us onto Gunnison at Bee Creek, and we have to make that complete loop.
Mm-hmm.
So maintenance-wise, snow removal, all those things that go along with the wintertime maintenance, if we can make
loops
it work,
are good. Right.
Where we're not wasting your dollars, and we're saving on our dollars, because we're going to could be making mm-hmm. the same mm-hmm. area.
Yeah.
Do you have, what else have they got on there?
T
and BB.
T, K, BB.
J, JJ, and P, which is where Clevenger Cove is.
Okay, what about the...
That's,
I tell you one that...
We're out there anyway, so that's not a big deal.
One that would be of interest maybe to us, but it's got a little bit of a problem, would be Silver Creek Road. Silver Creek and VV hookup. We had an agreement when we did the fill-in at VV
mm-hmm.
that you would do a maintenance cover of Silver Creek after, because that road was originally laid out to take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks to do, and we did it in 6 days with the cooperation of the state and the county. And then in exchange for that, there was going to, it's actually wrote up in there, there was going to be an overlay of and patching of the Silver Creek portion of the power site, Silver Creek portion, because we took all that traffic through there. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe because we got it done faster than proposed, I know we had a little damage that we went ahead and just took care of, where we had some breaking off of shoulders, mm-hmm. and you know, using heavy truck traffic and stuff through there.
Right.
But if we used a, and we used a figure of 200,000 is what we had talked about when you were here before. Am I right? Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you used?
I think it was 211,000
for the facility. Mm-hmm. And so if we,
I don't have that appraisal
that
with me.
That rings a bell when I talk to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. What I was trying to do is figure out proportionately. I don't know whether we could figure a 1 year or with a. I think that's what we need to probably come up with is number of years maintenance versus one time takeover.
Because you said it's 35 miles at $4,200 a mile.
32 miles?
Hmm.
32 or 35?
It's around 35. I'm not sure exact.
But that's what I understand. That's your proposal. I mean, any of that amount, right? Or is that the amount that you want us to take in?
That's the amount we want you to take.
Okay.
I'm cloudy here. Are you saying just for a year or
forever?
Continuous? That's what I was thinking.
Continuous.
But the 4217, if you took it just for a year per that number of miles, it wouldn't come out to the 200.
And
200 plus thousand for the shop.
But right. It's going to cost us money next year and the next year and the next year.
I'm not seeing how it, to be real frank, I'm not seeing how this is good for Taney County.
This is what, 145 or so for?
Yeah. That's, I was going to do the math real fast here.
Yeah, that's what, it doesn't come out to the 211 we need for the thing, for the maintenance site.
I mean, we'd be better off just to pay cash for it.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it'd be better just to give you $211,000 and walk away, just because after year three, we've paid for that building 1.5 times.
Yeah. But I can see their point, but I think this is the, can I say it, use this term, and this is worth trading time.
Mm-hmm. And understand, too, that the 4217 mm-hmm. is from our entire district.
Right.
So that takes in our highways. It takes in I-44. It takes in 65. It takes mm-hmm. in a lot of the routes inside the city of Springfield. That is not particularly what we think the maintenance right. is on these lines.
Do you have a per mile?
We do. It's right at $6,000, just under $6,000 per mile.
From our maintenance, they felt like these roads were more around $1,500 per mile.
Yeah, I don't spend $4,000 a mile on my roads. I don't have that much. I don't have that many yeah. miles.
Right.
So there's no way I can. Now, the dollar, that's cash. You know, we got labor's in there, too,
right.
which is probably in that labor.
$1,500 times 35 miles is $52,000 a year.
Right.
So that gets us about 4 years. I guess... What gets us is the ongoing.
The first thing when I look at this is right now we are stretched out on our snow removal
right.
Efforts. Adding this many miles would, and all of these being what I would call primary mm-hmm. versus the secondary or minor right. residentials, our response would need to be towards these versus a lot of the neighborhoods that we do. It would have a significant impact on our snow removal.
Would you guys be open to some cash and some miles?
We might be, yes. What we were hoping to get from you guys today was your list,
okay.
like ours.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what about this cash period? We should just sell it to us? Do away with the road taking?
Well, there may be some advantages for us to...
I can't say that we would for sure. We might have to put it up for sealed bids. Yeah. Which, you can bid on it then for sure.
Right. BB is a road that we...
Makes sense for us to have.
Yeah. It's a road that we would want. And whatever the mileage was on it, it's a road that we would need to put into our system. Not only for savings for you if you didn't let us have it, because it is a through road that we're going to be going all the way through, and as he mentioned to JJ, and out the junction out there.
So you're saying JJ's... I mean, does J and JJ make sense?
Not J, but JJ does for sure. Now, do they have J on here also?
Yeah, J is highlighted also. So they want us to take J, JJ, and I mean, I don't.
Well, now they've got. Here's one thing that they've said that we're missing out on. They've got a new overlay
on BB.
One thing that you said that I don't think that they have figured in is the fact that we're going to have to add probably at least two trucks. And two crew members cover those routes for, well, just maintenance. I mean, if you just wanted to figure per mile per maintenance, the number of men that we would have to put on those to cover those, hopefully we won't have the kind of ice storms and winters that we've had, but if we did, last year's the first time since I've been here that we ran into situations where people were calling in after a certain period of time saying, you haven't got to us, because we have been extremely fortunate to have enough crew to cover roads with in a time frame that was supportive of the public.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Okay, so what we do is if we do add on...
To keep your same level of service.
We're talking about it'll cost us $200,000 in...
Trucks
and plows and snow equipment to cover that, not counting our additional manpower. Mm-hmm. So, and as going back to what Chuck said, it would be cheaper for us in the long run just to, if we knew that we could purchase the facility, purchase it. Now, I've seen that, and I've kind of been keeping track, I've seen that you've had lots of people out there doing, I don't know whether it's survey work or what you're doing, some cleanup or what in that area.
Probably we've had, in getting ready, the site ready for sale, we've probably had a lot of different.
Right, there's been
our environmental group and different stuff out there.
I've seen an environmental truck out there.
That's usually what we do.
Well, we had a bunch of paint, cans of stuff that sits there for years.
Right, and we talk about the grid across, that being a bad place to get in and out of, the grid that puts the water in the ditch lines instead of across the roads, as it comes out. So we would have to do something like that.
And you mentioned something about wanting access to the road behind us.
Yes, did you ever check into that?
No, I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Well, we can check into that part of it if... but it's something that's needed. I don't know why the state hadn't even looked at it from their part, although it does enter onto a county road instead of entering onto a state road. Mm-hmm. So, but we would enter onto a county road. It would be very, very beneficial for us, especially for heavy truck traffic, semi-trailers or whatever.
Right. I did check into that and then verified exactly what you just said. We'd be entering onto the county road, so I think we'd have the authority to make that decision as long as there wasn't an uproar in the neighborhood because of new movements that they're not used to.
How did that road list? I mean, are we, they want something back.
I know. I don't think we're close yet.
Okay.
But just because we're not close doesn't mean that we're going to work this thing out for it's beneficial to both parties. We've had this good working relationship with the state. I think that if we can figure out what roads and not put us under a tremendous strain with, because basically, am I right, Frank? Two trucks, it would take at least two trucks to do 35 extra miles.
I'd have to run some calculations, but between one and two trucks.
Yes. I'm thinking about, now one thing that they've said, that the overlay on BB, that's a 10-year to 15, I don't know how you,
10 years, probably. We usually try to get 15 out of them, but 10 years on paper, I think.
Do a slurry seal and stuff like that. Frank and I was talking about that the other day. So,
just depends on
something
how
like
works.
That. See, we could use it as a wash as far as maintenance versus trucks. But I think we have to sit down and figure out exactly where, and if in a trade deal, it's not going to be down to the dollar. It's going to be so much for so much, and whoever benefits, one may benefit just slightly more than the other to get. Because the mileage is not going to work out exactly right. But you brought us this. I think it's time for us to look at it and just give you a proposal, and then maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle, and if there needs to be a cut somewhere, then you don't have to do the proposed bid on the piece of property. We can do a cash deal at that point. Would you consider that? I mean, wouldn't that be agreeable as far as...
I think the first thing we want to see is your road list.
Okay.
And then let's move forward from there.
Okay. What's your timeline? Do you have a timeline?
Well, I'd like to do it before winter sets in here. Because
Because
we're trying to figure out how we're going to cover them roads from Bradleyville and Branson. Because, see, we're in the same... We're not getting any more equipment. We're losing pieces. So we're in our level of surface. Well...
We'd love to do it.
It's supposed to stay the same, but, you know, it's just...
We'd love to do it before that
period
of time. Because
we're trying to figure out what roads.
That changes our whole road routing system.
It does us, too, See, we're sitting here. Yeah, we're sitting here waiting. If we can.
Are there any environmental issues that you're aware of in the yard? Any old fuel tanks that are underground?
Well, we just did an environmental review. There's no tanks or nothing.
That's what I understood.
We will. We'll give you the report.
Our guy just come down. We all, you know, we seen the stuff you could just the tank, or, you know, the cans of paint.
Is there a report of some sort? Did you do a phase two or phase three?
Oh, no. This is just a general overview, not underground investigation and all that stuff, no.
Were there ever underground fuel tanks there?
Gosh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
That would be something that we could go back and...
I'm sure if there was, we took them out. You know, when we went to above grounds,
we
clean up everything, I'm sure.
In the 70s, there was a change, even on private, and I know you guys had an issue with it because it made the headlines.
Yeah.
In the 70s, they went from overhead... underground, back to overhead, and within a matter of like 3 to 5 years, and it was a big issue because service stations all over the county were switching. Mm-hmm. They were switching back and forth, and that was in 1978 or 9, somewhere along in there, so we could look back in that period of time, and you guys could look and see in your research if you did some... The reason I know is because I was doing a couple of service stations on the wiring at that time, and they changed it right in the middle of our season.
What we would say is that if you wanted a phase one or a phase two done, we would ask you to have that done yourself.
Okay.
We've done that before with other sites.
Okay.
Something else I'd like to mention is that if you have someone, we could provide all the deeds where we acquired these roads from, you know, if you could have someone who could write the legal descriptions to exchange the roads then, that would help us tremendously. Our survey crew is extremely behind.
Okay, so now is that going to be a survey crew that does that, or you're going to provide it and then our recorder would do that?
We would need surveying engineering like an Aegis or a Great River, to take the deed information and turn it into a legal description, basically.
Correct.
So okay. It would not be a deed. The deed would, obviously, recorded deed would do it after we did the paperwork, so there would be some engineering fees with that, just ours.
So we're going to run into
some fees.
Several dollars worth of fees to get that.
I don't know how many, several. I mean, we did something. We could talk to Great River and see what it would cost for the X amount of miles.
You guys have a good working relationship with them also.
With Great River, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, real good.
But you could provide that documentation, and they could write the actual exchange. We'll need legals, obviously, for everything.
Yeah.
So your hope is, by you vacating the Hollister barn, those roads were kind of left unmanned, so to speak, for the winter months. And if you didn't take them, if we didn't take them as they are presented, you would have a problem from the Bradleyville shop or whatever to get to them.
Yeah, well, either that or Branson, more than what, you know.
Right.
More than what we had when I had the Hollister.
And I can write down on this. I'll leave this map with you. I can write down the mileage on all of them, but two of them that I have.
Okay. That'd be great.
You know, that brings up another question. And I just would like to, I'm one just to throw out ideas and see what you can work with them. What if you've got a question with this mileage, this number of miles, and being able to handle it because of your exchange? We have a question of how much this is going to benefit us and location. What if we did an exchange and had like a evaluation period for the first? Let's go ahead and take and do whatever we decide to do on the road. But if it didn't work out for you guys or didn't work out for us, that we could had some kind of exchange where we could evaluate it. Because
I can check on that, but my first thought is probably not.
That's like going from here to Springfield to
Well, that's going to be another. Well, I don't know if you can handle it, but that's about one truck's worth on our, you know, a small truck. But you don't know if you can handle that with one truck the way it's laid out there either. So you may need, one and a half trucks or something.
Well, we've got it. See,
and you have to look at your whole system.
Yeah, we're not counting just one. We're not counting 35 miles. Right. Because we may have 75 miles worth of road that we're covering there on that 35 mile worth of system.
Yeah, right.
So I would like to work with you however it works best for both of us.
And we've got to consider the citizens, too. I mean, what can we do best here for them?
So can we have a week or so to go through the list and get it back to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we need to move quicker because
It's
going to take time to even, once we say yes, it's going to take time to even do the exchange.
Right.
Yeah.
With it's the legals. I mean, it's going to be
the legals are going to take some a while. Time. And that's why I'm asking you to do them, because our survey crew, I feel quite frankly, they won't get to them very quickly.
Right.
And I don't know, once we come to agreement, can we move forward with the maintenance at that point? Is it all the I's have to be dotted and T's crossed and all that, or can we?
I know Mr. Attorney in the corner will say wait for everything signed.
I know that.
So we may just have to have an understanding. So.
I know his position. You know, if we're trying to get this done before winter, I don't think it'll happen. It'll have to be a miracle.
Maybe sometimes I have a hard time expressing myself, but that's exactly what I was talking about a while ago, is once we get to the point where we make a verbal commitment or agreement that we go ahead and make the change, you know, start maintenance on the proposed agreement, and you guys make your arrangements to make start maintenance on your proposed agreement. Because if we, as slow as government works, the way I hate to say it, we'll be talking about this next spring, trying to figure out what we're going to do for next winter. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I'm wanting to go.
Yeah.
There's always the possibility, too, that we can place the deeds in escrow or something until everything is taken care of maintenance-wise, you know, and that they don't actually exchange hands until then.
Now, you've got a new... Do you have any other roads that you get on the list that you have overlays?
No, I think that's BB's.
BB is 3.61 miles. I know somehow we were talking miles in here.
When is that scheduled?
Next year.
Next year.
Sometime. Yeah.
As part of the BB Coon Creek intersection, there's about a 500 or 600 foot section of BB
that'll be need to do it.
Right.
Yeah, and I need to. Well, how close are you on those plans? Are they close enough we could exempt that out? Or are you still?
Plans are in final review at MoDOT. Actually, Spencer from Great River will be here at 10:30, I believe, to
give us the update.
Because that may be all that we'd change our plans in time to exempt that out, that section.
What I'll speak, if you don't mind, what looks logical to me at least is P, heads towards Clevenger Cove, BB, and then JJ and J.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, you're talking about these three don't.
Well, the reason I say this is, in an actual winter, in a storm, we are currently plowing. There are times when we are currently plowing this because the state hasn't been there, and it doesn't make sense for us to drive down a road with our plows up in the air. So there have been times, not every time, but there have been times
when we're getting to
these places where we have plowed them. So they wouldn't make. This is one of our most difficult off of T Highway, complaint wise, response wise. T Highway is our biggest nightmare in snow plowing efforts, and then adding T in and of itself. It's a big headache.
Mileage on T is probably the one that I was thinking that's going to be the most burdensome of resources for us.
Quoted the number of miles that he just got the quote.
P is showing 0.91 miles. BB shows 3.61 miles. JJ shows 8.71 miles, and J at 5.52 miles.
For a total of about
19 or something. I'm telling you, T is the extra resource. I think honestly, we probably could pick up this without extra trucks. We're there anyway.
There's times when we actually.
I mean, we're there anyway. This is obviously. I just remember from just last winter, or the spring, I should say, January, February time frame.
80% of our snow complaints come from here.
Right there.
Yep.
And it's strictly because it's going to, and we're going to eliminate that with the barn. And
response times.
We'll be there faster.
In that location.
So it's just hard for you to get there.
The extra truck. We would need. Let's just talk about it and give us a week
and
we can come back with it. Frank can either email you what we've come up with, and then we can meet again soon. I want to keep on moving with this because. I like the Hollister barn location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it gives us flexibility at the transfer station that we're up against the wall and for growth. I mean, we need some space.
Yeah.
So I mean, it works out. I mean, we just need to work this thing through.
And where's your other? You got one at Hilda, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then where's your other one?
Off of Buchanan.
The Buchanan right, one. Right, that's where our transfer station is. Right.
Oh. Okay.
Right next to yours. You're on the outer road.
Yeah,
we're
doubling.
We're right there. You see that little. That's where ours is, right on that corner.
Okay.
Let's go right on down.
That's where the transfer station is and everything.
Three-quarters of a mile or less.
That's right.
0.9.
0.91 instead of 1.9. Sorry.
Yeah, not 1.9, it's 9.1. Basically 1 mile. Right, 0.91.
Oh.
So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're doubling.
You know what I'm saying about as far as get down there.
Right. Yeah.
Branson. But you got issues down there, probably more than what we've got, sounds like.
Right.
With our Hollister, it was, we're just swapping. If it's your move,
we're right here.
Plus, we could handle it where we were, and now we moved out.
Right. And all the other things, the stall, the salt storage and all that, those are intergovernmental agreements anyway that we have with you, and we have those, like you said, at your other barn, your Bradleyville barn and other places, so we'll just have to have a work session on this, and hopefully, at first look, you know, when you say 35 miles, I just think, wow, we can't do that, it's just putting too much pressure on us, but let us look at let us do all the consideration, the overlay on BB, let us think about all those things and try to sum those up, and
do we have a plat of the Hollisher? I mean, do we know how many acres or what it is? I mean, do we have anything? I mean, have you guys seen it? I mean, I've not seen it. I'd like to see what the plat is.
Because we just surveyed that lot. And if, I mean, we had to move that fence over a little bit.
I mean, has anybody walked through the facility?
I have, several times.
I mean, I'd like to do a walkthrough just because I know that we had talked about doing an improvement on the building on the West Barn. So we're going to have money expenditure next year. We talked about adding on to the barn over there on Buchanan just because of some growing growth concerns. And my concern is if it doesn't meet our needs, then those expenditures may either increase or not go away. So
structural engineer's latest report is don't add on to that building.
I can imagine.
Tear the whole building down.
Walking through it, I'm thinking.
Is there a building or no?
Our building. It's pretty bad.
Back where you had the highway patrol trailers and you built on are those salt sheds or what are those that's built in that stretch through there? Frank, you know what I'm talking about? Highway Patrol used to be right behind their front building. Yes, they had two trailers in there. And then you guys moved them out and built a long stretch of buildings there. Are those salt chemical type, or do you know?
Yeah. Well, we got our bins we put our salt in. Is there a cold storage up there, too?
I should know. It looks like a equipment storage space.
Okay, we have some cold storage. Yeah, just for tractor tires, chainsaws, and chemicals we need to keep in it.
If you can email it, we can print it. We can print them out.
Okay, I started to say, who do I?
You just email to Frank. Frank will put it. Okay. That way, Frank can circulate it to us. But I mean, I'd like to see how it lays out the land and the making sure we're not getting into something smaller. But gives us some room.
It's long and narrow.
Okay. We just got to make sure it plays. Yes. I mean, I know we want it, but the thing is we got to make sure it can function for us.
I have walked the yard several times, but I've not opened the door to walk into any of the facilities.
I'd like to walk in the building also. I mean, you can arrange that, Frank.
Was that and you wouldn't know that just walking the yard, but you got I call them a grease pit, but an old... changing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Like a vehicle maintenance bay that either has lifts in it and or a walk-under bay?
No, we don't have that. We just change it, just crawl under and change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's something we'd have to add because we've got so much maintenance. But
we just kind of need to walk through and see what it is. And
you can call up. You can call Bert or you can call me, either one, and tell us when you want to walk through it, and we'll arrange someone to be there to open it.
Let's get that card from both of you because I'm
getting my car.
I don't think I've got mine.
That's all right, but if you just get one to Frank later and have him pass one out to us, and if we come up with some question, that's...
Yeah, if you need in, we can get in anytime.
Right.
To the building.
Now, are you having to expand on the Bradleyville barn quite a lot?
Well, we're scavenging a cold storage building from Republic. We took all the metal anyway down there because we're going to add some cold storage. But other than that, no, because they didn't have any cold storage there and just need a little more.
Is there any possibility of elimination of any road over in that area where you guys could, well, we've got a county road that leads to your barn that we might include in this thing to make it come closer to working. Do you have any ideas as far as the outside roads that would
I don't know, but certainly when you bring us your list, and you can make that proposal to us.
Right. But I just hate
one you can pick up easier over there by your building shop.
Right.
Where's their barn?
We didn't look at it. That's not it.
Six.
Doubling up of your
facility.
We dropped
probably in this area.
We have dropped plows on your roads just to get where we're going.
Well, that's certainly one.
Something that you could do is if we could work out something where you're headed to state road someplace and needed to cut their accounting road to get there.
Right. Yours right outside of Bradleyville right here?
Well, it's actually, where's yours cut off? Let's see, what kind of way is off on Bradleyville?
I'll make a note of it.
Yeah, your barn, you call it Bradleyville, but it's between Taneyville and...
So is it between these two areas?
It's Garrison. It's closer.
There's Garrison cutoff. We're right there.
Where? I think it's closer to Taneyville than it is to Bradleyville.
Right, gotcha, okay.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay.
We'll have a work session on it. Yeah, we'll get back with you just as quick as we can.
Yeah, we want.
Yeah, if we could at least get down to where we can know what we're doing. So maintenance. The winter maintenance, I mean.
We'll probably do it next week.
Regular maintenance, you can get to, if you got a pothole.
Work session within 2 weeks. Well, I mean, let's get this thing knocked out.
20 minutes, it doesn't really matter.
What I would ask is, as on the Silver Creek agreement on VV, that we check into that, and also, you said that the VV overlay, would that... be left on our shoulders with your payment, or would you just go ahead and overlay?
No, we'd go ahead and overlay it.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, even with it under our contract name.
We'll just put that in the
contract, right?
And that's why I suggested, too, that we might do deeds in escrow until the point in time.
Sure, until all the work is...
Yeah.
All the work is...
And the Silver Creek deal, we as a county spent more... It was a 50-50 split.
Right.
VV, one of the better things that's ever been done, for what we're concerned. We spent more money because we had little things that turned up during the job that we didn't want to have to come to you, get an agreement on, and change. So there was more. It was more than, we had just a little more than the state did on that project, even though it's a state road.
Okay.
So I'd like to look at that Silver Creek overlay with this, if we're going to make the exchange. Is that all right with you, Chuck, or is that too much?
That's part of the work session. We'll have to
figure it.
Yeah.
But the Silver Creek thing, I wasn't clear. Was Bob Becker involved then?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was this something we dropped the ball on and didn't?
It just never did get done.
Okay. Because I don't like doing that type of thing, you know?
Yeah. It's in the agreement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because that was before me, and I don't know what...
Right. We took care of, actually, after you crossed the Silver Creek Bridge down there, there was some bad places that developed because of the heavy traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went ahead and took care of because it was, instead of letting you do what the agreement said.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to look into that.
As we all know, sometimes public perception and pressure puts you in a position where you go ahead and do some things.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, anyway, at least we're headed in the right direction. Yeah. We'll have a work session here till what time did you say that we're going to be here?
10:30.
So we can actually sit here after.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Talk about it. Reschedule.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Frank, I'll send you that stuff.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Yeah.
See you again.
Thank you, Bert. We'll see you again.
Super bad.
Yeah.
Keep us updated on Coon Creek. We did our part.
You were a little slow, man.
We're waiting.
Well, I know. You guys wanted a 20-minute turnaround. No.
We didn't ask for a 20-minute. We just said that day.
That day. Okay, well. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No.
You're right.
Is there a bar?
Can you email it to me? You don't have email, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Can you email from there?
Let's try.
When we talk about this, can we go over there?
Yes. Yes, for litigation. That's what we want to do. That way we can talk freely and not minutes. That is part of the, that's why you do litigation. As a, not litigation, contract negotiation, not litigation.
This is for informational purposes for the commission. This past weekend I had a text message that said that we cut down a tree in someone's yard.
Yes.
The original work order came through in May, that the tree was dead. And for some reason, we had not cut the tree down yet. And then two or three weeks ago, you called and asked me, why have we not taken the tree down yet? I said, I'd need to check into it.
Right.
At that point in time, I got Sam involved, and I said, could you go out and check the right-of-way? Because he'd had a verbal from the homeowner. The homeowner is this person right here.
Right. Which is where on this map here?
Sleepy Hollow and Drowse.
Here.
This is Drowse. So we're like this.
Okay. He's right there?
He's right here. So
it's right there.
Right.
Okay.
This gentleman here owns four lots. This gentleman here owns four lots that go to his extreme, whatever direction that is, ends up at the edge of this man's driveway.
Okay.
The tree that's in question was a dead oak tree that's right here.
Somewhere between lot 29 and lot 28.
Right at the very edge.
Okay.
So last week, actually the week prior to that, Mark Hall, and twice I asked Sam to verify the right-of-way. What's unique about this is the gentleman that is asking to have the tree cut lives right here. The tree was actually not in his yard, but after our survey yesterday, it's not in this gentleman's yard either.
Okay.
And speaking with Mark this morning, he found a survey pin that showed that the entire tree was on county right-of-way.
Okay.
The impact that it was having on this gentleman was that the tree was dead and
branches
and debris were falling onto his driveway.
Okay.
This gentleman was gone for 5 days out of town, comes home and finds out that this tree is gone. So he, I think the word said, confronts his neighbor.
He did.
And the neighbor said, I didn't cut it down, the county cut it down. The party forgot to mention was that he's the one who requested that they cut it.
Right. Well, why would you say that if you're being confronted?
Okay, keyword that the whole conversation is you said dead.
Mm-hmm.
The tree was a dead tree.
I never saw the tree.
That was the description, but we don't know if it was or not. Yeah,
that's how it was described to me.
Okay. How are we going to?
Is the tree on the county right-of-way?
From what Mark Hall this morning told me, he saw the pin that delineated our right-of-way. And you can see how the road is extremely built to one side of the right-of-way here.
We need to confirm it officially. Yeah. If we're talking about restitution.
Yeah.
Is this the same tree you were talking about yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I think we need to do some sort of...
I need to get a picture of the property pin or...
Right.
Possibly have a survey crew go out there and verify the location.
I'm all for that. Yesterday I was against it.
Uh-huh.
I'm all for it today.
Got it, Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Oh,
Yeah, I would like to verify before.
So maybe in response to this gentleman, Mr. Brousman or Holtzman, maybe in response to him, we can say that all indications are that the tree was on the right-of-way, but we'd like to... Or at least let them know we're working on it.
I'll send them an email saying we're working on it. Trying to verify some things.
Okay.
Because that's what we're doing, so. Okay.
So I'd like to move forward with Archer to verify this corner property pin and our right-of-way at this location.
Perfect. Only. And go ahead and have them verify the stump.
Okay.
Just draw it on that map. I want to know where that stump was.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is the famous Winkle that has other issues, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are they on this map?
Yeah, here's Winkle. It's right here.
That's
property.
This owner home right here. See how the road is onto private property?
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to Sam and David Lowry about this, it was And they did have a disclaimer, unless it's a new owner, which I haven't verified when, how long this person has owned the home. But according to Mr. Hershen, Sam, and Lowry, concessions were made for this gentleman in the way that, in such a way that they made drainage improvements on his property for our infringement on this. There were never any legal descriptions drawn of anything like that. But according to the crew, those three gentlemen I spoke of, this man was perfectly fine. The owner of the, of that, of this place at that time was fine with the improvements that the county had done to his yard because they made significant drainage improvements.
That gentleman says that we caused the drainage problem, and that's why we had to improve the drainage.
Okay.
We did make significant improvements only because we caused the problem.
Is this one, there's a power line situation?
Uh-huh. Power line goes...
yes, it is the one, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. What we found was there is a current survey with current pins out here.
Okay, hold on. This is not right. That's not right. Because there's no house there. No, I've been physically out there, and there's no house there. It's a dead end.
It has an elbow,
but there's no house there because this land is undeveloped and it's owned by Symington. What's her name? Ann Symington.
Was it maybe on down this way?
It's not this picture.
Maybe it's a corner like this here.
Possibly,
but it's on Winkle though.
Yes, it is on Winkle.
On down yonder.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not this, because it's undeveloped land here, or at least there's a cul-de-sac right here.
I guess bottom line is there something we need to be working on that, or
we need to be doing something. I know that.
We need to see if we can move the road over into our right of way.
Is this number 11?
Yes, that would be number 11 from yesterday's count. It took me a second. It's like, oh yeah, this is the...
I met with Spencer and Frank Miller from MoDOT yesterday afternoon up at in MoDOT headquarters. And got some guidance from Frank Miller as to how to fill out the Tiger Grant form. And that we were covering all the aspects from economic development mm-hmm. to the census information. Some of the same things that Spencer had talked about before, but saying it in a different way so that it complies more with how the application for the grant is asking the question. In doing so, Frank Miller also thought that letters of support were very important. So what I'd like to know is if I could, based on this list here, send out a form letter that asked for these people's support.
Well, the last meeting we had, Spencer was supposed to give us a form letter and give it to us so that we could go get the signatures.
I've heard he's already.
But I heard he's starting to get signatures, but I've never seen what we're trying to get a letter written. But he promised us that he would give us the document. Because we all said we'll help get the letters.
I talked to him. I told you I was supposed to meet with him today.
Yeah, Rick Ziegenfuss didn't really do a form letter, but he wrote a letter of so-called suggestions on there, information that was pertinent to the East-West Corridor that the people that wrote the letter could customize in their own way.
From the Partners in Progress.
Yes.
Yeah. He gave them some data.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the question again? I'm sorry.
The question is...
You can contact him, sure, but I'd just like to have a copy of that letter so that I can go get signatures, too.
Okay. I have a copy of a signature file. I've got 8 minutes. I can go get it.
It's not really a letter, per se.
Just email it to me, Frank. I don't need it right now. I mean, it won't do me any good right now. Just email it to me.
Well, Spencer will be here shortly. I've got 8 minutes.
Okay.
General discussion?
Yeah.
There was some mail in my box.
I took it back. It was mine.
That's out in this area.
No, it is.
What do you, have you talked to Eddie or?
Not yet. No, I got it. I looked at it at 4:30 last night, wrote my name and threw it in your box and took it back. It was funny at the time.
Well, I don't care to work on it. I just wonder what.
It's the ongoing issue. It's an ongoing issue. It's been going on for, yeah.
This is not Mabe's house. This is the other house, right?
This is the whole area where people are using nightly rental. Not right, it'd be a, they call it nightly rentals.
Yeah.
And boat trailer storage in a residential area without the proper zoning. But we have no enforcement because we just have no enforcement. So this is a new problem of the same area of a problem. So I haven't had a chance to talk to Eddie yet. I need to do that. So.
Branson redid their ordinance or something, stiffened it up on that, right?
They did.
Recently.
Right. They have a little more authority to turn the water off to your building. I mean, they got ways to turn it off. No, they can't. Yeah, they can turn off water. I don't know how they enforce it more, but they can enforce it more than we can. But yeah, I was going to go talk to Eddie about it.
We also had an issue out there, and Eddie's looked at it. I got a call about boat trailers being parked.
That's what I was talking about.
And Eddie can't find that there's anything that we can stop that.
No, I know similar problems you have in neighborhoods, but they usually have a property owners association, POA or something, or covenants, restrictive covenants that stops that from happening. But, I mean, I've been in different discussions. It's really a civil matter that needs to be done neighbor to neighbor versus the county getting involved.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to do that because since we put the signs up.
That's number 12. We should have done that. What do you want to do?
You think the signs hurt something?
I think the signs showed us that we should have
signs throughout the county.
Well, if I put a sign up and I have no way to enforce it, I wouldn't put the sign up.
Hollister?
Ma'am.
Morning.
Hello, sir.
Morning.
Want to finish the form letter discussion? Let's see if we can move forward with that.
Come on up here if you want, guys.
Okay.